Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. We're on the bottom half of the first cutting of hay. The quality is not great, but getting most of it baled without rain was kind of amazing. No major breakdowns, a tire for the baler and a front tire for the tractor, a V-belt, slip clutch discs, and a few bolts to hold cylinders and latches. But $20 worth of bolts still has you not moving anywhere but to a parts store. I'm pretty sure the parts man I was being assisted by is younger than my baler, but he found what I needed and I sure appreciated it. I had visited with a neighbor a couple weeks ago who told me he'd been retired from his job at the implement dealer for 20 years, and he'd helped me get acquainted with that baler while still on duty. So I guess it's been around a while. Kinda like my brain. Might rattle around a bit, but eventually still gets the job done. Seems like a good lead-in for an oldie but a goodie, tale of a bale. After many a year of toiling and tear and struggling to put up hay, my patience was wear'd as I daily repaired a baler that refused to play. Enough of this guff, I said in a huff, this season will be the end. The calf prices were high, and I just might try to buy a new used baler from a friend. That baler had dials and bells, and its features he tells while I hang on his every word. But one feature stood out that near made me shout. That kicker was slicker than I had heard. After the twine tie weight, you just lift the tailgate, and the bale to the ground does drop. The rolled hay's pushed away. It's amazing, I say. You never back up, just come to a stop. Well, I bought the machine, and I never have seen first cutting alfalfa go so well. And you never heard me curse grinding into reverse. That pusher, it sure was swell. On the upland hay, my story does stray from a tale of harvesting bliss. Velocity and slope do cancel out hope, and soon things were sure amiss. Newton's discovery staged a recovery that was there for the world to see. When I'd lift the tailgate, a sequence to create like the launching of Apollo 3. A forged missile upon its dismissal would set on a speedy course. As I rounded the hill, I remember it still. For not looking back, I was feeling remorse. The widow Tate's garden gate now lay prostrate along with her sweet corn patch. A half ton of hay that had gone astray hadn't bothered with the latch. And a grisly scene the field of bean, those plants surely not the victor. Pod squishes flat as a bull rider's hat in the path of a mammoth boa constrictor. The neighbor did gloat, did you know bales float? And you sure saved on hay moving expense. But the smile of the clown turned into a frown when he took a good look at his fence. I will use that big green hay machine, though some would think I'm a fool. But I don't understand. It bewilders me, man. Why they labeled it deer when it kicks like a mule. Thanks for riding along on Homegrown this morning. Today's show was brought to you by your local stations and sponsors and by PowerPost Driver, the driving force in fencing. Take a look at this amazing piece of equipment at PowerPostDriver.com. Hoping the Lord blesses you real good today and that our happy trails cross again soon, I'm R.P. Smith.